guest today is Christopher Fogarty, and his website is IrishHolocaust.org. And I really, really encourage your visiting that website and sharing it with your friends and family. And it's so discouraging, as you've indicated it, and as friends have indicated. When you try and tell your family about things, and they think you're nuts, and yet this is all very documented. I mean, you have documented everything. Your work is impeccable. Your research is terrific.
Yeah, I went straight to primary sources. Yes. All the other so-called famine books are regurgitations of previous opinions.
Yes.
And it's very sad. Some of it is very skillfully written. It's like sob stories. While I present the evidence of genocide and piece an exhibit after exhibit, and the exhibits are presented in the sense of evidence of crime. And that's
yes.
what they do, and it's all together. It's undeniable. I'm even working for a newspaper here for the last 20 years. I do a column on a monthly Irish-American newspaper. And this month, for the month of March, I was told to do one on the starvation of Ireland. They're going to have a number of columnists doing the same thing. And I was wondering, don't people know the difference between fact and fiction? Why should my facts be weighed against somebody else's opinion? You have to laugh
exactly.
at the whole notion.
Exactly. Sure. Now, there was a schism between the Catholic Church and the Church of Ireland, and people, how did that start? It's another question from the chat room. How did that start, and I mean, what is the Catholic Church doing to conceal this genocide, this Holocaust?
Well, would you mind if I just touch for a second about the earlier question about people in the North?
The death rate, yes, please. I'm sorry.
At the time of the starvation, the death rate among Catholics in the North was higher than it was in the South, because they had more of their enemies among them. But strange to say, even some Protestants died in the North, and I was curious about that, and there can only be one reason. So many were sent in from England and Scotland into the northern six counties that they became too numerous to all be genocidists. Some of them had to be actual producers, and they were among those who died. So while throughout the 26 counties and Donegal, 26 counties, the people who died were 100% Irish Catholic. In the six counties of the North, where there were so many British and therefore many Protestants, some Protestants died there also. They wouldn't die so much of starvation, but of the diseases that it was spread among the Catholics from the malnutrition. But there were deaths among Protestants in the six counties, but they were not the targets of the genocide. They were incidental deaths of the genocide. But back to the other question, you brought up another issue there.
Yes, about the schism and what benefit? How does the Catholic Church benefit by trying to conceal this Holocaust?
I think it must be shame. There was a book written in 1888 by a judge of the Superior Court of San Francisco, and it's entitled, I don't have it in my hand, but it's the Papal Intrigues Throughout History of Irish against Irish Freedom, from Adrian to 18, right up to date in 1888. I don't remember that pope right now. And he points out, he lists rescript after rescript from the Vatican, always in favor of the English in Ireland and always against the Irish in Ireland. It's astonishing. They make astonishing reads today. And a priest once stayed with me, a wonderful man from County Waterford, but living in Staten Island, now dead. And he claims that it can only be that the Catholic Church at the Vatican never got over the loss of England, and that they're trying to win it back by selling out Ireland.
Oh, gosh.
A few years... In 2000, when Mary and I first put up our first monument, people came from different parts of the country to that inauguration, consecration of it by the local parish priest in Ballymoe, County Galway. Present, again, were people from many different places. One was nearby, a couple of miles away, in a place called Kilbegnet, where I was told by the people from there that they would I help them, would I put it, would my wife and I put up another memorial there, that they cannot do it by themselves. There are other pressures that cannot do it. So we said we would. And we were just in communication with them when someone must have told the parish priest who told the other parish priest in Kilbegnet, who must have told his bishop, because within 2 months, there was a full-page article in the Roscommon Champion of how the wall of the cemetery had been expanded to include those who had been buried outside the wall of consecrated ground, all those starvelings from 1845-1850, and the bishop, Christopher Jones of Elphin, of the Diocese of Elphin, gave a speech that took up a full page, and there was nothing but unbaptized children. This thing was supposed to be all about all unbaptized children. So he completely concealed the fact of why I had been called in the first place, because baptized Catholics had been buried outside consecrated ground because they had died of starvation imposed by the British government, and the Catholic Church was too timid to even mention that what had happened there. So they left them outside the wall for 150 years until the local people, after 150 years, wanted to mark that mass grave. And so the Catholic Church took and expanded the wall. They didn't put any memorial over the mass grave. They expanded the wall of the mass grave to include that area and then talked about unborn children.
Wow.
It is shocking. I have two more memorials, one in County Louth and one in County Mayo, are both blocked by parish priests. I do not know why they're doing it. They will not contact me directly. They're working shadows. In other words, they have intimidated the monument makers. The monument makers won't accept the contracts.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're afraid to tell me why. Except I have been told why. They have, you know, they whispered to me. And so that's how things are. But it's not only elements, it's not the entire church, it's elements within the church. And it might be the part that's connected to Rome. But the same corruption, academic, official, has spread to the states. The states used to be a beacon of liberty for the world. The world got courage, even back in their own countries, they got courage from what they knew about the United States. And when immigrants came to the United States, they proudly adopted all of the values of the U.S. Constitution. But at the Ballykilcline dig, archaeological dig, where a village had been evicted and moved out en masse over to Canada, where many of them died en route and on the way to Dublin and all the rest. A shocking, shocking abuse by the local British landlord. Again, the Pakenham, the same man, as I mentioned, whose son or nephew was killed in the Battle of New Orleans in 1815. They moved on, and I went to that dig site, and I brought with me my work, this IrishHolocaust.org, in pamphlet shape at the time. And I distributed it to the students there from the University of Southern Illinois. But the professor was not welcoming me. He was very distant to me. He did not like me or my pamphlets. And after about 3 years of summers, maybe four, digging there, he finally displayed all of their artifacts there at the under glass at a show at the Percy French Hotel in nearby Strokestown, exactly where Lord Pakenham's estate. And I noticed that everything was marked, everything had a label alongside it as labeling it what it is, except one thing, a reaping hook. Now, the wooden handle was rotted off, but the steel shank was there, and the rest of the so that's a sickle. The whole world knows what a sickle is, partly from the hammer and sickle of the Soviet Union. But this was the main reaping hook, the way people cut their harvests up until fairly recent times. In fact, in the 1920s, And in Ireland, the scythe took over, which is more wasteful because the stalk of the grain shudders a little bit when cut. And while the reaping with the sickle or a reaping hook, they would grasp the stems, hold them steady, and cut underneath it. You'll see that the reapers in the famous painting. So, but that reaping hook was there, and it was not labeled. So I asked Professor Orser from University of Southern Illinois why it's not labeled. He said, we don't know what it is. I said, everyone in this room except those from America, everyone knows what it is because they've used them. And there's one in every farmhouse in Ireland. They don't use it for bulk work anymore, but they might use it to cut weeds or do different small things in their gardens and things. So I said, that's a reaping hook, or a sickle is called in the States. Oh, so he still didn't label it. And I finally found out why. Upon completion of their work, which they had filmed all the way along, they had X-ray machines for what they did in dig, and they took photography from an air balloon from the sky, and it was all done, and their entire work, the very lengthy, scholarly-seeming work, but it gives the distinct, unmistakable impression that they grew only potatoes. The reaping hook, you see, was used only for one kind of crop, grain crops.
Sure.
And that's what they hid. And that was done by the University of Southern Illinois in a foreign country for neither for American benefit nor for Irish benefit, but for the benefit of the British genocidists of 170 years ago. It's shocking, isn't it?
Yes. It is. Amazing.
And all was so very beautifully labeled. Nice script. Everyone could see exactly what a piece of a teapot or a piece of a pipe lid or whatever. All, and hundreds of little artifacts, but not the one that counted. Now, he was refuted not alone by the very reaping hook that they exhumed from the soil of Ballykilcline. The work I've done in my book shows the grain mills and the grain kilns right in that very area. Right, they were neighboring grain kilns and grain mills. So, what they were trying to hide can't be hidden, because I got my information from the public, from the Ordnance Survey maps of Ireland that were done there in 1840, just prior to the starvation, and I worked in some of those mills, and in 1946 and later up until the 19th, they were still operating until the 1960s. And they were operating well before the starvation, before the Holocaust, and so and they're in my book. But they show up. They were mapped on the Ordnance Survey maps of Ireland. All those mills, all those cattle pounds, all those distilleries, all there. So that one chapter of my book is, or I should say, one of the exhibits of my book are the thousands of grain kilns and grain mills throughout Ireland. Their exact locations.
Wow.
So go ahead.
You've just done, it's remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. I hope that people will purchase this book. There is a lot of information on the website, but the book is really, people need to purchase this book.
Yeah, really actually do. The website is merely 5% or even less. It's 2% of the book in terms of information. It was kind of a decent start, and I jammed as much information as I could into what it were originally two sheets, one 11 by 17 folded over, and the other 8.5 by 11 tucked into it. So six ordinary 8.5 by 11 sheets, six full pages jammed tight with information, and that's what worked for quite a while until I got it on the internet as IrishHolocaust.org. But I thought that was going to silence the big lie operatives, and it did force them to abandon about 90% of their lies. They used to say specifically potato famine, nothing but potatoes, and all that kind of thing. After the volume of food being shipped to England and elsewhere became clear, they changed their lie. They abandoned their lie that it was an absolute failure of one crop only. and there was no other crop in the country. They abandoned that lie and many others, but they added a new one, that it was the rich Irish starving the poor Irish.
Yes. Yeah, they always seem to blame the people that are the victims, don't they?
Yes,
Let's blame the victims. Yes. Let's blame the Germans. They got what they wanted, and it was their fault. Oh, let's blame the Iraqis, you know, if they hadn't done whatever. They always blame the people who are the victims.
Yes. That's where we are. That is where we are. I'm hoping that we'll change it. My hope in these monuments that we're putting up over mass graves, that by the exposing of an earlier mass grave, we might teach the lesson that wasn't taught to Hitler when he asked, when he was warned by his advisors, aren't you concerned about some of your plans? And he's said to have replied, who today talks about the Armenians? Now, we like to glory over the mistakes of the Germans, but it's we did the same kind of thing. I don't know if your readers are familiar with other losses by Brack.
Yes.
And I hope it's mostly false. But the notion that Eisenhower murdered something like a million surrendered
0.5 yes German yes in his troops. 200 encampments. Yes, he did. Yes, he was a mass murderer.
I wish I had died before I learned all this, and I wish that I had never learned quite a few things. And yet, we are bound. We must learn the truth.
Yes, even if it hurts. It hurts.
It hurts. It's ignorance really is bliss, and I didn't understand that until I learned about these genocides and the sheer injustice of it. And it goes on, and it goes on. And today we have Syrians walking across Europe, and they're referred to as some kind of alien, some kind of strange person, not quite human, but somebody who poses a threat. And they've been bombed out of their nation by our bombs. In fact, we're munitioning all sides.
Yes. Yeah. But I don't like to say "our." It's not you and me. It is the people who are running the military in this country. It's the corporations who are making the money, running the military, and I don't take responsibility for that. My responsibility as and yours and anybody who has learned is to share what they have learned. And
yes.
Nobody likes to think that their country is full of is led by a bunch of criminals, but in fact, it is. It has been for quite a long time.
Yes, it has been for quite a while, and some would say even longer than I'm willing to admit. It became clear to me when, back in 1990, I don't know if you were aware of it at the time, but the Langert family were murdered in Winnetka, Illinois. Just a few weeks before that, an FBI agent had... Joe Doyle, with whom I'd gone to school in Ireland, in Castlereagh County, Roscommon, warned me that because of the human rights work that my wife and I had been doing, we led the McBride campaign in the state of Illinois, and it became federal law eventually, which required that U.S. companies not participate in the job denial programs of the British government in their branches in Northern Ireland. So we won a few major battles, and he told me that some of his fellow agents, FBI agents, he was an FBI agent, some of his fellow agents had been bribed and subverted by British intelligence, and that they were planning crimes against us. Well, I was intrigued. I said, Joe, we don't have any enemies, at least nothing major, and what's more, we're not in law enforcement, you are. So if you know about potential crimes, what are you doing?
Yes.
He said there's nothing he could do. We'll continue on the other side, okay?
Yes. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And our guest today is Christopher Fogarty, and his website is IrishHolocaust.org. His book is Ireland, 1845 to 1850, The Perfect Holocaust, and Who Kept It Perfect? And I really suggest that you purchase this book. Get a few copies and give them to your friends for Christmas or their birthday or any day.
Yeah, my concern is that the people learn the truth, that those millions of people be redeemed, that their reputations be redeemed. They were not stupid. They did not die of terminal stupidity. They were murdered. And that difference is very, very clear. And the truth should be told. And people should learn. And they should assimilate that information and pass it on to their children. And we're hoping that once enough parents and adults learn the facts, that they will not permit the schools to lie to their children anymore about this.
Right. And there's a lot of parents, not a significant amount, but a lot of parents who have chosen to homeschool because of the culture at school, because of the lies, because of many factors, including vaccines, compulsory vaccines. So, there's a lot of good reasons not to send your kids to school. I think the more educated you are, the more brainwashed you are.
if you buy the program, you have, that is true. In fact, and the more of the news you consume, the more disinformed you are. There's no doubt about that.
That is true.
Better to start with better if a person had a clean slate rather than be full of disinformation.
Yeah, that is so true.
But I was mentioning about the work we were doing here on this subject of clarifying what was done in Ireland and now 170 years ago, and how the British government didn't like it, and how we got bills enacted in the state of Illinois and across other state houses across the country and in Washington, D.C., which require that U.S. companies in which Illinois pension funds are invested not participate in the job denial program against Catholics in Northern Ireland. And so we won that, and it made a difference, partial difference. But we were targeted by the British government, and we did not know that the British government could use the FBI to commit crimes against Americans. And we're Americans. I served in the American Army. And so when this FBI agent told me, and he had gone to school with me in Ireland, I told him, Joe, you're in law enforcement. We're not. And you're describing crimes. What are you doing about these crimes? He said, there's nothing I can do. It's all happening over my head. But I said, Joe, you swore an oath to uphold the Constitution at all times. You don't have a choice. He said, nothing I can do. So I switched the subject because I didn't believe him. I thought if he doesn't know his own basic oath of office, it is far more likely that he doesn't, he has the whole story wrong. He's exaggerating or just heard it wrong or something. It cannot be true. Or he would be compelled to act on it according to his oath of office. So a few weeks later, the Langert family were murdered in Winnetka, and the police that afternoon all got together, and they were asked to name any suspects they might have in mind. There was only one name on the cards when they were all collected, sort of 3x5 cards, and they contained only one name, the name of the murderer. But the following day, the FBI agent Patrick, quote, Edward, unquote, Buckley arrived on the scene, prohibited the North Shore police from pursuing David Biro, the murderer, and directed them against the IRA. Got Carol Marin on a TV anchor here in Chicago. You might know who I'm talking about.
Sure.
Carol Marin.
Sure.
They must have selected the most supine of the journalists, because they selected her to tell a lie to the people, and she willingly did it. I called in to say, on what basis are you saying the IRA involved in a triple murder in Winnetka? But I was told that she was gone for the day. So I called earlier the next day, and she answered. So I said, what's the basis for your news, your breaking of this news of IRA involvement? She said, the FBI. I said, well, what was their evidence? She said, I didn't have to get any evidence from them.
Oh, my gosh. All righty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Excuse me. And our guest today is Christopher Fogarty. His website is irishholocaust.org. Please purchase his book. There are links on my schedule page where you can publish it or where you can purchase it. The name of the book is Ireland, 1845 to 1850, The Perfect Holocaust and Who Kept It Perfect. Okay, pick it up with Carol Marin and her situation and your situation.
So she announced that the IRA involvement. And I asked her, what was your basis? She said, the FBI. And I said, well, what was theirs? And she said, I didn't ask for any. I said, well, doesn't a major assertion in the news, the breaking of a news piece revolving murder, doesn't that require some kind of support? She hung up on me. That ended that.
Oh, my goodness.
So it turned out
imagine.
That the murder weapon belonged to FBI agent Lewis. And FBI agent Lewis never suffered any negative consequence for the use of that gun in a triple murder. So, seeing that the FBI were involved later in Ireland in the murder of 29 people to be blamed on the IRA, then you have to say that the reason for the FBI's failure or general law enforcement's failure to hold the gun owner responsible, an FBI agent, for the use of that gun in a triple murder, that there's something fishy here. But it's one of those crimes that is being... We now know why all of these crimes, including the murder of 29 in Omaha, County Tyrone, were all left unprosecuted. Because they were... It turns out, we learned this much later, they were all preparation for the neocons' wars in the Middle East. They couldn't start the wars without the British military. The British military formed nearly all of the so-called international community. And they couldn't go without them. And the British price was sovereignty over the disputed six counties of Ireland. In order to get the sign over of those six counties, they had to do a few things. Dry up Irish-American support for the IRA and demonize the IRA themselves by setting up a mass murder, an atrocity that they would attribute to them. In fact, it was an IRA bomb that killed those 29 people. But the location, the placing of the bomb, was completely in the control of MI5 and the Chicago FBI. The same Chicago FBI agent who framed us here in Chicago went over to Ireland and participated in that mass murder. And I'm saying that now for the...
Yeah.
Well, I'm inviting the FBI to come and to do what they did before, accuse me of crimes, accuse me of slander, whatever word they might use. This is not light stuff. Mass murder is not light stuff, and it should be denounced. It should be resolved. It should be prosecuted. By the way, on the date that David Biro, I would be doomed, because at the time there was a death penalty for mass murder in the state of Illinois. I would have gotten the death penalty, lethal injection at the time.
Wow.
But David Biro saved me by blabbing through his FBI cover into life without parole. He's now serving in a sentence of life without parole in Pontiac Prison in downstate Illinois. But on the day that he was convicted in federal court in Chicago, the same FBI agent Buckley came here, smashed through our door, with a group of others. They came with guns pointed at us, at our heads, and brought us down the main lobby of our building, and drove us down to the federal lockup at Clark and Van Buren Streets, and locked us up there. And we barely bailed out. Had we not bailed out, we would have gone straight from the federal lockup to trial to federal prison for the rest of our lives. But we got out, hired very expensive attorneys. We had the funds able to do it. Again, barely able to do it, but we did it. And we defeated them by proving that their only evidence against us was an FBI audio tape that the FBI had criminally fabricated. And that was proven scientifically by a sound engineering firm in federal courtroom in Chicago. So they got away with that crime also. And it just goes on, and we're wondering, well, so therefore, those who know what happened here, Mary and I and others, we know that entire branches of the United States government are criminal operations. But all of this was done in order to get Britain aboard for the neocons, largely Israeli neocons' wars against Islam. And we now know the full story, I think, in that the war against Islam, against the Middle East, were a few pockets around Israel that were the next step to Iran and Russia. Your listeners might be aware of Project for a New American Century.
That was
the neocon Bible. And
right.
the key point within the Project for a New American Century is full spectrum dominance, a conquest of all of Earth, all of planet Earth and space by the neocons. And these were essential preliminary steps for full spectrum dominance. So we were merely pawns in a much larger game, of an entirely criminal game, by the way.
Exactly. And it's very interesting that some of the same people that were co-signers on the letters to Clinton and later on the letter to Bush from the Project for a New American Century are now becoming active in the Trump administration. I mean, they're talking about Elliot Abrams. I mean,
oh my gosh.
Yes. This is terrible. This is really, really terrible. And a lot of people think that the CIA is some sort of, they collect intelligence and they're on our side. No, they are a criminal agency of the federal government. And the federal government is a corporation, and it is collaborating with the other corporations whose objectives are to take over all the resources of the earth. And,
yes.
You know, while you were talking about the situation with the food confiscation, there has been, not in the same way, not in the same manner, but the confiscation and destruction of productive land here in this country. And I'm talking about what happened in southeastern Colorado between 2005-2006. It was December 2006. They had record snow volume. They lost between 10,000 and 15,000 head of cattle who starved to death. And they lost so much, 112,000 head of sheep, lambs. It was a horrific thing, absolutely horrific. And they wanted to get the ranchers out of there. And so they simply just, and I know that it sounds, oh, yes, well, you're talking about weather control. Yes, I'm talking about weather control. And if you combine that with what is going on right now in California, I mean, the whole state, which produces a third of the produce for this country, or has in the past, is now under such incredible weather, like the Oroville Dam is faltering, is failing. There's mudslides, there's water, it's horrifying, just absolutely horrible. But we don't hear anything about it. And we know that almond growers have had to destroy their orchards. All kinds of things are going on in California that we don't hear about it. And I think, gosh, this is Ireland all over again, except you don't have anybody pointing a gun at you. You have weather warfare that's doing the same thing. And so you can blame Mother Nature. Oh, yeah, it's Mother Nature.
Yes. Yeah, that's the direction. The 1% criminals are pretty much taking over, and it's universal. In fact, it's universal except in the countries that are targeted, and they're targeted because they're not yet under the 1%. And that's China, Russia, North Korea, and I have nothing to do with any of those countries, but I must say, I don't like major crimes. I don't like genocide, and I don't like national conquest by criminals. And that's what those nations will face if our neocons continue going forward. My hope, and this is a very, very, very sad hope, is that maybe the criminals will drive the United States of America bankrupt before they achieve the full extent of their crime.
Well, I think that is pretty much done when you consider what is going on with money, with credit, and just the lack of things that were available at the grocery store years ago. I mean, you could go and you could find all kinds of varieties and even potatoes. Okay, there's what, 250 different kinds of potato used to be, and now there's two kinds or three kinds. Maybe four kinds. So if you look at the other things that go along with what you're talking about, and the monopolization of businesses, the Walmarts are taking over all the businesses that used to be owned and operated by independent business people. We have big monopolies. I mean, look at Amazon and Walmart.
Yes, yes, yes. That's where we are. I must say, in listening to you now, I'm thinking how little hope the world has and how little hope, really, realistically, there is for the United States. And yet, we must keep going.
Absolutely.
We must maintain hope no matter what the odds are. The odds are very, very bad right now.
But as long as there are people like you who are willing to stand up and say, stop, and look at what you've sacrificed. My gosh. And yet you're not backing down. I don't see you backing down at all.
No, all it has done is indicate to my wife and me that we were right all along. Because, you see, if we were wrong, they would have charged us with what they're doing. They wouldn't have they wouldn't have had to fabricate false evidence against us. And by the way, I must tell you a funny one. They also had a witness, a young man they brought in from Boston who was kicked out of the army, and it's small petty stuff. And he had a brother who ran over two women, and to get the one brother out of trouble, this one was sent into Chicago to bring in what they called bigger fish, the IRA. You see, and we're the we were the IRA in their minds. And he kept FBI agent Buckley busy for many, many months, going around Chicago crashing cars while drunk, and agent Buckley springing him from the local police station. He also sprung him out of jail for breaking the nose of two different women, one in a dispute over rent and the other in a car he crashed while drunk. She smashed up against the windshield in a car he smashed while drunk. And so finally, after months of this going on and on and on for months, Judge George Lindbergh in the federal court said, please produce your witness. And Agent Buckley said, the last I heard from witness John Tuttle was from a police station in Minneapolis, where after crashing a car he had stolen in Chicago. So that ended that witness, and so he never did come. I think he was in prison. I'm not sure what happened to him, but he was not available. So all the FBI were left with was, instead of having an audio tape and a perjured witness, they couldn't even use the perjured witness. All they had was the audio tape, and we proved that that was a federal criminally fabricated audio tape. And yet, Agent Buckley was free to go over to Ireland and arrange the murder of 29 more people.
Wow.
And it worked. And it worked. It did demonize the IRA, and it demonized Bobby Sands' sister and her husband. And he just got out of prison after 14 years. He was blamed for the bombing of Oma. And he just got out, and it was all fabricated. In fact, a person who admitted by email to his handlers in MI5 that he had just been involved in the rehearsal of the bomb delivery, calling it a military operation, that he was part of it, was proud of it. He was essentially the sole witness used against in the framing of Michael McKevitt, Bobby Sands' brother-in-law, and he, a lifelong criminal, David Rupert from upstate New York, from Messina, New York, he was awarded the highest award the FBI have to give out. That's the Peters Medal. Now, at the trial of McKevitt in Dublin, the New York State Police had sent in an affidavit saying that David Rupert is a lifelong criminal.
Wow.
on the New York State Police. So there you have the situation. But David Rupert, the lifelong criminal, lived a life of con, but he never made more money than he did when he went along with the crimes of MI5 and the FBI, including mass murder, in order to pave the way for the murders in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, etc.
Yes.
Wow. It's desperately, desperately sad. And yet we must keep going. It's just so. And this is our government, the people to whom we pay taxes.
Which yeah. really that brings up another issue altogether. Yes, indeed.
We hadn't seen Agent Buckley since we defeated him in federal courtroom in 1993. We didn't see him until 2003 at the frame-up trial in Dublin. So 10 years since we defeated him, he was back framing somebody fresh. And by the way, the criminal David Rupert, off the witness stand in front of Mary and me, gave evidence that he was left all alone in Ireland for a while by Agent Buckley because the Atlanta Olympics bombing murder caused the FBI to send this specialist in evidence fabrication from Ireland to Atlanta, and there he and his FBI colleagues performed his Buckley specialty, and that was the framing of the security guard, Richard Jewell.
Wow. All righty, we're at a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest is Christopher Fogarty. His website is IrishHolocaust.org, and his book is Ireland, 1845 to 1850, The Perfect Holocaust, and Who Kept It Perfect, quote unquote. Where can people get your book? We want to have our listeners have your book.
Well, they can phone me if they wish, and or send me a check to my address. My name, Chris Fogarty, 900 North Lakeshore Drive, apartment 1507, Chicago 60611. I think that might be on the website.
Yes, I did post it, and it's posted on your website, but okay, I want people to know that they can get this book, and they need to do that.
Great.
Absolutely. So anyway, what a terrible thing that people's lives are destroyed because of false claims, and people who have devastated many people's lives, killed people, just walk away scot free, and or there are claims that, like Jonathan Pollard. Oh, let's let him go. Gosh, he didn't do much. Well, no, what? 1,000 people met their deaths because of the stuff that he said? I mean, we have to really look at what people do and not believe what we hear on the news. And, yeah, Carol Moran, that's shame on her. I mean, when you think about it, and the claims were made back in the late 70s that most of the media was driven and really they were CIA agents. That, in fact, there was a CIA agent or an agent, a handler, situated at each network that says, okay, you can say this or you can't say this, you can do this or that. And so, yeah, the news is fake. The mainstream news is definitely fake.
One little redeeming feature of the whole situation is that we can learn in the American press a little bit about Europe, and Europe can learn a little bit in their press and news media about us. The care they're taking is only for their own narrow gangs in their own countries, and they're willing to allow a little bit of truth about other countries. It's very interesting. Right now, I would suggest to the listeners do watch RT. I'm ashamed to say it because I'm no fan of any foreign country, but Russia Today Television, RT TV, contains more factual news about the United States than is available from any of the other stations. It's a sad thing to say, but we are lied to on a permanent, regular, consistent basis.
The other thing, too, is that people in this country are so brainwashed that they don't speak out. And in other countries like Greece, I mean, they have big marches in Greece where they go against the government. They're not afraid to speak out, but I think they're not as distracted as we are. But anyway, we're at the top of the hour, and the next hour, we will take your phone calls. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.